Some would say the sport of baseball looms larger in St. Louis than perhaps any city in America, with names like Musial, Gibson, and Pujols on par with Washington, Jefferson, and Madison. St. Louis is a baseball town, no question, but we're also known for another sport involving bats, balls, but no bases. As St. Louis Public Radio's Adam Allington reports, after nearly 100 years, devotees of the St. Louis sport of corkball are still playing the game that time forgot.
Okay, so if you're not originally from St. Louis, like me, if you don't have grandparents from the city, there's a good chance that you've never heard of corkball, or karkball, as they say in South St. Louis. Basically, it's a St. Louis hybrid of baseball, stickball, and beer, with one key distinction.
You don't run bases in karkball.
Steve Thone is a member of the Gateway Corkball League, founded in 1929. A tall, middle-aged guy with a big smile and a barrel chest, Steve mans the bar at the league's Dutchtown clubhouse.
You pitch, you bat. We do have fielders in our particular league, but in some of the leagues, they play in cages. So you can play as long as you can swing a bat. You got hand and eye coordination. You can still play the game.
Get up. Yeah! According to legend, corkball was invented around the turn of the century by brewery workers playing a kind of ersatz baseball, using a broom handle and a cork beer barrel bung. In the contemporary version, players use a regular glove and a narrow inch-and-a-half bat and a ball slightly larger than a golf ball, but with leather seams just like a baseball. Chuck Mullenbrock's been playing corkball for over 20 years.
Well, I played softball for years, but then, as you can see, my knees are shot. Here I can throw the ball as hard as I want. You know, I like fastballs and stuff, and I don't have to run.
By removing the element of base running, corkball focuses instead on the battle of pitcher versus hitter, which many consider to be the best part of baseball anyway. And despite the diminutive size of the ball, Mullenbrock says he's able to throw a variety of pitches, all at speeds pushing 80 miles per hour.
Fastball, I use a four seam, or I'll split the seams. And if I split the seams, it'll tail, you know, in on a right-handed batter. Usually on a four seam, it'll stay flat. I'll throw a knuckleball, but sometimes that'll hit a car across the street.
The Gateway League plays once a week on an empty lot next to an old steel foundry. In fact, the whole scene is oddly similar to a gang of neighborhood kids playing on a sand lot.
All right, Chuck, one of the new.
My name is Jack Buck, and I've been playing corkball since 1969.
You heard right, that's his real name, and he's no relation to the Cardinals Hall of Fame announcer. Some 100 feet from the batter's box, the giant blue corrugated wall of a machine shop looms over the outfield. The blue monster, Buck explains, forms the basis for their entire scoring system. Anything on the grass is a single, on the path in front of the wall.
That would be a double. If it hit the wall of the building, that would be a triple, and if you put it on the roof, of course, that'd be a home run.
At 72, Buck is among the oldest active members of the league. His son Jim also plays. And if he were to pick one thing that separates corkball from all the other hapless beer leagues around the city, he says it would be the speed.
Softball is slow pitch, and I don't want to say everybody can get up and do it, but to throw overhand, to catch a fast pitch, and then with a corkball, with it being so small, and with it dancing up there, it's just so satisfying to get some wood on that ball.
As daylight fades, the teams get a few more innings in by switching to fluorescent yellow balls, one of the few innovations in the last 50 years. And in an age where high school and amateur leagues across the country consider banning so-called high-performance composite bats, it's comforting to know that there will always be a group of guys in South St. Louis engaging in fierce competition with little more than a broom handle and the cork from a beer keg. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Adam Allington.